A rally for Puerto Rican families will take place in Hartford Wednesday. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, organizers of the event hope it will lead to the passage of a bill in the Connecticut legislature that will set aside money for hurricane relief.
The bill asks for $2.5 million in state funding. The idea, if this were to pass, is that evacuees from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands could apply for aid for basic needs like housing. School districts could apply for funds for taking on evacuee students. Nonprofits that host relief centers would also qualify. Jason Ortiz says that Wednesday is going to be a success if the State Appropriations Committee agrees to hold a public hearing on the matter.
Our number one demand to the actual legislators to make sure that HB 5082 receives a public hearing and that the Puerto Rican population gets a chance to speak to the legislature and explain exactly what is going on and exactly how our families are being affected.
Ortiz is the president of the Connecticut Puerto Rican Agenda, and he's the executive assistant to Hartford City Councilwoman Wildaliz Bermudez. He believes that the federal government has the most responsibility in getting evacuees the help they need, but he says that money appropriated by the state would guarantee a direct benefit to Connecticut residents.
We need everybody involved. I mean, this is a matter of making sure we can handle disaster relief generally. And right now, if I were to see how Connecticut handled the last few months, there was a lot of goodwill and good intentions, but we definitely did not hit the mark.
Ortiz says that the event's going to be the first time that Puerto Ricans gather in mass on a statewide level to ask for help. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.